Well, you may have seen a lot about 1984 lately, especially if you're on social media. People are quoting the book and they're writing interesting articles, drawing parallels between the book and some of the things that are going on right now. Robert Lee is the artistic director of the Underground Theater, and 1984, the play, is opening. And he joined us this morning to field a bunch of penetrating gotcha questions. Hi, Robert. Good morning.
Good morning.
Nice to have you along with us this morning. When did you decide, I asked you about this before we went on the air, when you decided to do the show and set the season? And the decision was made before the election last year, but you said that you'd been thinking about the show for a while. Did your reasons for wanting to do the show change, or were they affected at all about some of the fascinating things that have been happening in our country over the last 12 months?
Yeah. So we started choosing our season last year about this time before the election had finished up. And I'd been looking at the script and the book for a while, because it's just an interesting parallel with today and technology and things that have become like very clear that this is kind of a forward-looking book on our society. But, you know, it became easier and easier to choose to put part of the season, and it became a bestseller on Amazon. And so it seemed like a story that people wanted to see on stage.
So, tell me a little bit about your cast. I read the book, actually, I read it before 1984. So it's been a while, but tell me about the cast. Do you have young people in the cast that were, I guess, to me, there's a kind of a clear division between people who remember real telephones, landlines, that sort of thing, and people who existed and came to adulthood before the internet, and people who did so after the internet, I guess.
Yeah, there's a mix of ages and definitely perspectives of, you know, how technology has affected their lives. Some people have seen it grow. But, you know, having conversations with the cast early on, it's there's people who remember when it was a very important book, you know, parallel to society when they were kids. And, you know, this was 30, 40 years ago. And then people are seeing it now again. So I think this book, it resonates often throughout the decades with people and, you know, authoritarian governments. You know, when people feel threatened by their government, they look to this book as an example of, well, how things could, you know, go wrong in an extreme way. And Orwell said, you know, he didn't really see that this exact future would happen, but he saw that some form of it could. And the book was really a warning about that. So it's been nice to have conversations with the different aged actors to see how they've reflected over it over the years in their lives.
Whether they're folks that are new to the book or they're perhaps like me and they read it years ago and then they did you encourage them to go back and reread it or read it for the first time if they hadn't?
Yes. In fact, on my audition packet, I didn't really tell them to read the script. I said, go back and read the book. Let's start with the source material. And that kind of informed our conversations about how we're going to handle the piece as we went forward. And, you know, I went back and read it, realizing that probably when I was read it the first time, I was forced to read it and suffered through it. But it's, you know, going back and reading it now, it's just an incredible piece of literature. And you can see how it does resonate over the years, you know, in different ways for different people.
It's interesting, the idea of the erasure of history. That's one of the things that people point at as a parallel between the book and certain aspects of things that are happening now. Back in the day, of course, the idea would have been, oh, there's no way that could happen. But even now, if you make a Facebook post or a blog post or a tweet and you decide you don't like it, you can go back and you can kind of disappear it. And certain things can disappear off websites, information that was there and that suddenly isn't there. Does it seem to your cast members as you're discussing this that, oh, it's a lot easier to do this kind of thing than we thought it might have been?
Yeah, and even more so, you can just repeat the lie until it becomes the truth. You know, we've seen a lot of people just believing things even when the facts are easy to find, you know. So I think it's been a misdirection lately of, you know, how many places it says the lie is true, and even when there is the access to the information, it's such a flooded kind of technological world where we're just inundated with information, and it's hard to sparse out for a lot of people what's true and what's not. And yeah, things can disappear because there's, you know, no more hard copies of things in a lot of situations.
Right. So is the idea to, when you do the show, one of the things that's so cool about this community is that there are a lot of different shows in a lot of different venues that like to have an after the show conversation with audience members. Is that part of the plan for this show?
Yeah, in fact, opening night, there's an after party, if you will, but it's more to meet the cast and have the conversation with the designers and me, the director, and kind of come together as an audience and really talk about what's happening. So we call it a party, but it's not a dance party. It's more some snacks and, you know, and a
conversation.
Yeah. You know, maybe
it's like old people's parties.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, in an informed kind of intelligent, you know, this isn't, you know, a dance musical. It's a drama, and it's heavy at points, and there's some points of intensity. If you haven't read the book in a while, it's about a third of torture, you know. So we touch on that, but, you know, you're not going to faint or anything. So
good.
Yeah.
Good.
But, you know, there's some intense moments, you know, that really highlight the points that the book tries to make, you know, of, you know, resistance being futile and submissiveness and the links that the government will go to control the people.
So opening night is when?
It's this Thursday.
This Thursday, yeah. A couple days from now.
That's right. I do want to mention one more thing. The set is mostly projection screens, and I've been working over the past year with a projection designer, Daniel Benoit, and it's a really impressive kind of feat that we've accomplished. You know, and the idea was to use technology to its fullest to kind of highlight how technology is, you know, being used against people. So it's a really impressive visual kind of presentation as well. So I want to make sure to mention that.
We'll get some links set up so folks will be able to get the information about the show. And thank you so much, Robert, this morning.
Love coming in.
Robert Lee joined us this morning as our guest. He's the artistic director of the Underground Theater. 1984 opens on Thursday at the Underground.